I'd like to open in prayer, if you'd just take on a posture of prayer. A gracious and loving God, we come to you in the midst of your presence, knowing that no matter where we are, you are there with us. So we would pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, to open our ears, our minds, and our hearts to receive the whisper of your voice and the message that you have for us tonight. We'd pray that you would illuminate our minds in the midst of the silence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
invite you to be at peace as you listen for the Holy One in the silence. Then he went among the villages, teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and he gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money, nothing like that in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you as you leave, shake off the dust that was on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed, "All should repent." They cast out many demons and anointed with oil the many who were sick and cured them. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. Then he went among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. During this silence, you're invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the kneeler as you're able to be anointed for healing for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or even when you exit the worship center. Then he went about them among the villages teaching, and he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you, then and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. In case you were wondering, I changed up the reading tonight. It's not what's listed in the bulletin. It's Mark chapter 6, verse 7-13. Final reading of the text. See if I can get one of those. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out 2 by 2 and gave them authority over the unclean spirit. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on 2 tunics. He said to them, wherever you enter a house, stay there until you have left the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Boy, in this time in this season in my life, I can really relate to this passage, especially when Jesus tells the disciples, don't take a whole lot with you, just take the bare essentials. If you don't know by now, I have been appointed to Willoughby United Methodist Church effective July 1st, and we'll be moving up there at the end of June. And so as a result of that realization, thank you. My wife and I have been purging. It's amazing what you accumulate over just a short span of 6 years being here. And it started in the closet, and any shirt or pants or anything that didn't fit me got donated to the Blue Bus. And then it expanded from there into Anthony's room and his toys and then Connie started going through her stuff, and I have a shoe fetish, so my shoes are off limits. But the other day, Connie asked me, she goes, hey, can we go down in the basement, and I'd like you to go through your hunting stuff to get rid of what you don't need. And I says, well, we don't have to do that, because I need everything. You know, there's certain things that are off limits, and I can't imagine being a disciple, first witnessing everything that Jesus had done up to that point. He had raised Lazarus from the dead. He had healed the sick. He had cast out demons. Like, if I would have been one of the disciples walking along, I'd have been taking notes and ooh, man, that's going to be burned there forever, you know. And then he turns to the disciples and says, tag, you're it. Now it's your turn to go out. And the anxiety that would have come over them, I can only imagine. I mean, I know I can understand the anxiety I have thinking I'm going from an associate position to a lead pastor position. And it's overwhelming at times. But there's something in that passage that should give not only the disciples, not only me, but all of us comfort. And here it is. Jesus gave them authority to do the things he was sending them to do. Did you pick that up? He gave them authority. So, as we go into our mission field, whether it's here, Westwood Commons, in our schools, in our workplace, at Willoughby, we have to understand that we're going into those mission fields with the authority of Jesus. We are not walking along because Jesus is sending us 2 by 2 The second being the Holy Spirit. And finally, we have the authority from God the Father to go, therefore, and make disciples. So, I would say, cast our fears aside and embrace the calling that Jesus is placing on our hearts and go with authority. And remember that we only have to take a very little bit of supply with us. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, purses or wallets or, you know, books, stuff like that. And when I say books, there's a lot of books out there on how to evangelize, how to share the good news. Jesus says, just be yourself. You don't need the crutches of this world. And just tell the story. Tell the story that God loves you so much that he would send his own son to come and die on a cross to bring you back into a right relationship. So there would be no judgment, only grace. Sometimes that's hard to imagine, isn't it? Hard to fathom that someone who created us would love us so much that they would, in essence, take a bullet for us in the shape of a cross. And so Jesus, in sending out the disciples on their first real mission, Mark's gospel doesn't share how the disciples came back. I think it's in Matthew's gospel, though. They came back all excited. And they said, Jesus, you're not going to believe what we did. And I can only imagine what Jesus kind of like, well, I probably could, you know. And they went on about in amazement of all that they were able to do. And it all gets back to that authority that was given to the disciples by Jesus. And Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took the bread, blessed it, and gave thanks, and broke it, and said, take, eat, this is my body broken for you. In essence, he's giving us this authority through the body and blood of Christ that was shed and broken. And when the supper was over, he took the cup and he blessed it and he gave thanks and he says, take, drink, all of you, for this is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. This is the new and everlasting covenant. Take and drink. And so we pray that God would pour out his Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these elements of bread and fruit of the vine, that they would become for us the body and blood of Christ, that as we partake, we become one with Christ and one with each other in ministry and mission to the world to go out and share the good news that while we were yet sinners, Christ loved us so much that he came and he died for us. He took on the penalty of sin so that we don't no longer have that judgment. All of this is a gift of love. Amen. Kelly, would you come up and serve with me today? I'm sorry to startle you. So, there you go. The table has been set. The invitation has been extended. And I will just simply say this. If you're wondering, can I come up and take communion? Yes. You don't have to be a member of this church or any church to come and receive the gift of grace. We believe that all are welcome. So as you are able and as you are led, feel free to come and embrace the gift that God offers. May you go from this place with the authority of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in ministry to the world. In taking with you nothing more than a prayer, a cross, and scripture. Go in peace. Amen.